Hello, this is the Fatigue Podcast. I'm your host, Kate O'Riordan. I'm a nutritional therapist and chronic fatigue recoverer. So my mission is to help women with fatigue, brain fog and bloating to have more energy to do the things they enjoy and get things done. If you're looking to feel energized and normal again, then you're in the right place. So my goal with this podcast is to share my story of how I recovered from chronic fatigue syndrome, share others' inspiring stories, and share useful nutrition tips on how to have more energy. Welcome to the Fatigue Podcast. Hi everyone, and today I'm going to be speaking about how food poisoning can cause fatigue. So this is when you eat food that's maybe out of date or has been left out too long in the heat and has gone off. So it can also be caused by not storing food correctly, or someone who's ill and has dirty hands and has touched food. So symptoms of food poisoning. So this includes nausea, vomiting, diarrhea, tummy pains, fever, temperature over 38. Headaches, aches and pains in the body, tiredness. So I wanted to speak about this today because my brother recently suffered from food poisoning and was suffering with fatigue afterwards, and I was sort of helping him with that. So I just wanted to share, about how that can cause fatigue. So for the instance with my brother, he had eaten out-of-date pate, and a few hours afterwards he started getting diarrhea when he was at work, and then when he got home he was just feeling awful. He was so tired and achy, he had a fever, headache, and he was just going, had constant diarrhea, especially after eating anything. So yeah, he was quite bad, and in the end he would just had to fast, because obviously the food feeds the bad bacteria in your gut. So bad bacteria that can cause food poisoning include Campylobacter, which is the most common cause of food poisoning in the UK. And this is usually found in raw or undercooked meat, particularly poultry, unpasteurised milk or untreated water. So another bacteria that can cause it is Salmonella, which is often found in raw or undercooked meat, raw eggs, milk and other dairy products. And then there's Listeria, which I think my brother may have had, because it can be found in pre-packed sandwiches, cooked sliced meats, pate, soft cheeses such as brie or camembert. These foods should obviously be eaten by their use-by dates. So another one is E. coli, which are already found in your digestive systems, but it can be a problem when it becomes an overgrowth of E. coli on your gut, such as caused after eating undercooked beef, particularly mince, burgers, meatballs, or drinking unpasteurised milk. So Shigella is another one, caused by contaminated water. So anyone that's washed in contaminated water. So that can cause dysentery. You can also get viruses such as norovirus, which can cause diarrhea and vomiting. And that's easily spread from person to person through contaminated food or water, such as, and also, raw shellfish, particularly oysters, can be a source of infection. And then it can be caused by parasites as well, which are quite rare in the UK. They're more common in developing countries, such as Giardia, cryptosporidiosis, and amoebiasis. So with my brother, he had really bad fatigue for several days. He couldn't get out of bed. And I mean, even when he started recovering, he was still feeling the fatigue. This is because your gut lining sort of becomes inflamed and damaged. And also, obviously, with diarrhea, you've lost a lot of nutrients and you can get dehydrated, and also flushes out a lot of water-soluble nutrients such as vitamin C and B vitamins. So it can take time to sort of replete the body with the vitamins and minerals it needs, and also heal the gut lining and replace it with good bacteria that may have been lost due to the diarrhea and the bad bacteria. But my poor brother, he as they take him to the hospital, but he the doctors, they diagnosed him with food poisoning, which was good. They ruled out appendicitis and other nasty things, but they gave him Imodium, but that didn't actually work. And it's probably not the best idea in this case, in the sense that if your body's got a lot of toxins it wants to get rid of, then it needs to really flushing them out. So you need to just let the diarrhea flow to get all the toxins and that the bacteria are producing out, and the die off of the bad bacteria themselves as your immune system's fighting them off. So, yeah, unfortunately, we didn't get much help there. So I had to recommend some natural remedies, just things that we had around the house that can just help, support the immune system, such as herbal teas, and also think just natural antimicrobial. Herbs and foods around the house that we had that can start just to kill off this nasty bacteria that had overtaken his gut, as well as, things to support his digestion and just reduce inflammation and calm and soothe and heal. So he had it quite, and he had it for almost. Well, he had it for 6 days, I think, the diarrhea before it stopped. So it's quite a nasty case. But I wanted to mention this as well, as I've had other clients with chronic fatigue syndrome, such as I had one lady who came to me. You see, she'd been traveling, and she thinks she got food poisoning when she was sort of traveling in a developing country. And she was sort of never right since then, but had never sort of had any, nutritional treatment or gut healing after that. So when she came to me, we did a stool test to see, what was going on in her guts. And we determined that she had sort of low levels of the good bacteria in your guts, which, help with digestion and your. Immune system and healthy gut, because 70% of your immune system's in your gut as well. So that's why you need it to be in good shape, to keep your immune system strong, to fight off any bugs that you may get. So she was also still showing some signs of high levels of these, bad bacteria that can cause problems and give off toxins, which can cause inflammation in the gut. So even, years after, she was still suffering with problems. So we put her, on a gut healing plan to repair her gut and also to detox, some of those nastier bacteria and get a better ratio of the good bacteria to get better in balance. And after that, she started having more energy. She was able to do more during the day, to be more productive and get things done. So, yeah, this is why I wanted to let you know. So think back to a time if you've ever had food poisoning in the past and you're suffering with fatigue at the moment, then that's definitely something to look into to get treated. So Yeah, something that's been on my mind recently with my poor brother, but luckily I've managed to help him. I know what to do to help him recover so he can, get his full energy back to his normal self. So that was, I mean, he was quite bad. He had a temperature of like 38.5, which is above, the normal temperature. So that's because often when you have a bad bacteria or some other bug, like a virus that your body's trying to fight off, it can make your temperature go really high to try and kill it off, or it can go the other way and make it go really low, and you get like chills. So that my brother had that at the very beginning. He had chills and then it went into fever. So it's just the body's sort of defense mechanism of fighting it off. So he was lucky he didn't have vomiting though. He had diarrhea, which was quite nasty. So obviously he had to stay hydrated, keep drinking water constantly, because obviously there's a risk of getting dehydrated. So yeah, that's what I just wanted to speak to you about today. About food poisoning. So I hope that's been interesting and helpful for you, and maybe look back at your previous history to see if it's something that may have triggered your fatigue as well. So yeah, thanks so much for listening, everyone. And I'll be back again next week with more helpful tips for fatigue. And I've also got a guest interview in the pipeline with a lady who does energy healing, hypnotherapy, meditation, for healing fatigue. So that'd be interesting as well. So do stay tuned for that. And yeah, wherever you are in the world, I appreciate you. So thanks so much for listening. And if you keep listening, you'll discover more helpful tips on how to heal your fatigue and what can cause it as well. So do stay tuned. And I will speak to you again soon. So bye for now, everyone. Take care.